A group is calling for a province-wide school walkout when classes resume after March break. The same day the province will begin removing most mask mandates in indoor public spaces such as schools. The walkout is being planned by a group called the Ontario Students for COVID Safety. One of the event organizers, Joya Bonifacio Proieto, a grade 9 student at Eden High School in St. Catharines, said she recognizes everyone suffers from fatigue from this pandemic, but removing the mandates right now is not the best decision for the collective student body. I want it to be over more than anybody, but I don't think that removing the mandates right now is the right thing, especially because after all this turnover we've had the past couple of years between virtual and in-person, said Bonifacio Proieto. I feel like we do want this to be over, and that's why we are pushing for mandates, because as soon as we get rid of any of these protocols it's just going to get worse. Organizers of the event are spread across Ontario, with some located in Toronto, Ottawa and the Niagara region. At the end of the day, school is a place where we should receive an education in a safe manner without having to worry about our health or bringing home COVID to our friends and family, said Bonifacio Proieto. Local school boards said they are aware of the planned March 21st walkout and are prepared to work with students on the day. We are aware of a province-wide student walkout planned for March 21st, in response to the province's decision to lift several COVID health and safety protocols in schools as of March 21st, said Heather Loney, communications manager at the Upper Grand District School Board. The Upper Grand DSB strongly supports students' voice. This includes students expressing their viewpoint in a peaceful manner that does not include the destruction of property, the exposure of students and others to risks involving health and safety, and does not hinder the operation of our schools. Wellington Catholic District School Board Communications Officer Allison Wilson said the school board hasn't heard from any of their stakeholders or students about a walkout from WCDSB schools. However, if this does affect our schools, the board will work with administrators at that time. A document sent out by founding member Sophia Alexanian said the reasons behind the planned walk are come from the Ford government making the risky decision to drop mask mandates in schools after the March break. This decision is opposed by countless public health experts. The reason these experts are concerned is because we still don't have enough data on the effects of dropping other public health precautions, so we don't know if we're ready to drop mask mandates, particularly in vulnerable environments like schools, the document reads. Key stakeholders like the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario have also opposed lifting the mandates, as have, most importantly, us, the students. Outside of the issue for mask mandates, we are also pushing for continued access to testing for students and staff, the reporting of COVID-19 data in schools, as well as the cancelling of EQAO and other standardized testing during this stressful time.